Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and admittedly sometimes mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your personal geek, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, Sony and Yamaha have a self-driving vehicle. They're calling it Social Cart, and it's going to roll out this November. A Japanese airline wants robots to travel in your place, surrogate style. And happening in this week's What the? A monkey sharpens a rock and then uses it to smash through a glass enclosure at the zoo. And the only reason we know about it is because of technology. It was all caught on video. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update next. The Fractal Bits app has over 4 billion different drum sounds. Fractal Bits is a new drum synthesizer app that allows users to pick from many different sounds to create unique music. The software is able to create over 4 billion distinct drum sounds that are derived from fractal algorithms. The algorithm produces sounds using an 8-character hexadecimal code. This allows users to copy and paste presets that they like and then save a preset for later. Currently, the app is priced at just $2, and it is available on both the App Store as well as the Google Play Store. The new Fractal Bits app addresses a need where previously there were few music apps for phones. Additionally, music apps for Android users were even more limited. The app could see widespread use due in part to the vast amount of sound choices users can choose from. Check it out. Has done the obvious thing and put a camera into a doorbell, something the maker of security cameras somehow failed to do last year. The new Arlo video doorbell differentiates itself with a field of view that's both tall and wide, aka square, in order to show you faces as well as packages dropped in front of the door. Arlo's late entry into the video doorbells is nevertheless packed with a few modern features. For example, it starts streaming video to your phone over Wi-Fi just as soon as the doorbell is pressed. You then have the option to send pre-recorded messages like leave the package by the door or I'll be right there, in addition to starting a two-way audio conversation. There's also a built-in siren that will trigger automatically when someone attempts to yank the doorbell off the wall. It can also be sounded remotely to warn off suspected ruffians and louts. Otherwise, you get a max video resolution of 1536 by 1536 with HDR night vision, a 12x digital zoom, and motion detection. It also comes with alerts and recordings. The Arlo video doorbell is for wired electrical installations only and connects to existing mechanical or digital chimes. Yes, it's user installable, but it's not as idiot-proof as a battery-powered doorbell like the August Viewer Ring doorbell, too. The Arlo video doorbell is available to pre-order right now for $149. And it comes with a free trial of the company's 30-day recording history service. After 3 months, it'll cost you a minimum of $2.99 each month to continue. Humans aren't used to viewing the world through Sony and Yamaha's sociable cart, or SC1 self-driving box. The wild machine, no longer a concept, bowed as a production vehicle earlier this year, but Sony said it's ready to take passengers on its maiden voyage next month. The two Japanese companies will unleash the SC1 to the general public in a few key testing areas. There, the first passengers will be treated to one of two Moonlight cruise programs. If you missed the original details on this entertainment box on wheels, the technology is meant to provide amusement park patrons, shoppers, and other guests of a location with a different tour experience. Now, you won't find windows aboard the SC1. Instead, image sensors that operate with more strength than the human eye relay the surrounding environment in high definition on monitors inside. Everything riders see is far more than meets the eye, and it isn't through a piece of window glass either. These displays and sensors also allow passengers to see the world in total clarity, even at night. The mobility box doesn't even sport headlights. Think of this as a futuristic trolley people can climb aboard to get from point A to point B at all sorts of places. These first trials will play up the entertainment aspect of the transportation, however. Aside from showing the world in a new way, the HD monitors also feature Sony-developed mixed reality software. Thus, the monitors will display interactive content and overlay it to the outside world with all sorts of new features. Perhaps while passing a particular plant in the botanical garden, the monitor will provide fun facts about it. It may also serve as a rolling billboard in the future for those using it as mere transportation. Sony previously mentioned that the vehicle can actually gather info from people standing outside the SC1 to curate custom ads and other interactive content. Now, the entertainment aspect sounds cool. The ads, well, not so much, but that is how they make money, isn't it? Japanese guests at the resort and botanical garden will have their first crack at the thing on November 1st. Skydio makes one of the most incredible drones on the market. And while we haven't been able to review the Skydio 2 yet, the tiny California startup is already setting its ambitions much higher than prosumers and videographers. For industrial and commercial entities, it wants to remove humans from the equation entirely, letting them rely on its obstacle dodging, self-flying technology for automated mapping and surveillance. To that end, it's announcing the Skydio 2 Dock, a drone-in-a-box solution that theoretically lets the Skydio 2 fly mission after mission all by itself. As you can see in the video, it's got a motorized door and swing-out arm that the drone could land on, as well as a built-in charging system for a special version of the Skydio 2's battery with contact pins on the bottom. Skydio 2 co-founder Adam Bry says that his drone can find its way back to the box without GPS, thanks to its visual and inertial navigation systems, and it can land precisely on that pad time and time again, thanks to a pair of visual markers on top. He wouldn't say how long they've tested it at a stretch, but he did show a video of it landing while blasted with a 25-mile-an-hour gust of wind from a leaf blower. Now, Bry says it should be able to do that in practice. The weatherproof box is also designed to hold the drone securely for transport. Bry says it'll work as carry-on luggage, and there's a Wi-Fi and Ethernet-connected computer to automatically beam data back home after each mission. Missions that will likely be flown through Skydio Partners' drone deploy to start. For many mapping and surveillance missions, you also wouldn't necessarily need Skydio's main selling point of obstacle avoidance. Just fly a drone up high enough, and it can see what you need to photograph far below. But Skydio says its drone can account for changes that would frustrate other systems, like how the cranes at a construction site will move around. Perhaps more importantly, Bry claims the Skydio 2 dock will be cheaper than anything else on the market. While other options can cost many tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, he says the dock will be vastly more accessible than any other drone-in-a-box solution that has been talked about. But he wouldn't actually say how much it'll cost or when it'll launch, except to say that it will be a slow rollout with select customers early next year. A new robotics breakthrough could revolutionize how we build everything from airplanes to bridges and even massive superstructures. A team of researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Center for Bits and Atoms have created a new type of robot. The team calls their creation BIL-E, short for Bipedal, Isotropic, Lattice, Locomoting, Explorer. And yes, it's named after WALL-E. Each one looks like a small arm with a hinge at the middle that gives the robot its signature inchworm-like gait. At both ends of the arm, BIL-E features tools for clamping down on structures the team has termed voxels. Cute though it may be, BIL-E isn't the breakthrough here. It's the relationship it has with the voxel structures. You can't separate the robot from the structure. They work together as a system, one of the researchers involved in the project, Professor Neil Gershenfeld, told MIT News. What the voxels allow BIL-E to do is navigate 3D space without a complex system of cameras, sensors, or algorithms. Instead, it can keep track of its position by simply counting its steps on whatever structure it's tasked with building. This relationship BIL-E has with the building blocks it uses to create structures has led the team at MIT to describe it as a relative robot. It also makes it more affordable to make than the specialized robots you see at factories, while also being more capable than a robot made with off-the-shelf components. What's more, BIL-E's navigation system is easily scalable to include additional units. The software allows multiple BIL-E units to build a structure together without getting in each other's way. Another benefit of the system is how easy it makes repairs. To fix something it built, all a BIL-E unit has to do is replace any broken or damaged voxels with new ones. This capability makes the robot a natural fit for things like space stations and spacecraft, since multiple BIL-E units could live on the structure, moving to repair it as needed. Like with any other new technology, it'll probably be a while before we see BIL-E assembling buildings. That said, the project has already garnered some interest from some heavyweights. NASA, for instance, collaborated on the robot, and one of the companies that provided financial support was aircraft manufacturer Airbus. Do you hate the hassle of flying more than you love visiting exotic destinations? Well, All Nippon Airways unveiled a telepresence robot recently that lets you experience faraway places without having to travel there in person. Yep, you guessed it. Just like surrogates. The robot named NuMi can transmit high-definition 2K video that lets its human users see and interact with the bot's surroundings. Anna plans to debut 1,000 NuMi robots by next summer, allowing humans to attend sporting events or go shopping on the other side of the world. NuMi, which looks like a tablet atop a pole attached to a moving base, we've had these for a while actually, they're called telepresence robots. This is just the next generation, and it was built by Omni Labs at Tokyo's Combined Exhibition of Advanced Technologies. By placing the world at your fingertips, avatars will open new possibilities and help reshape everything from businesses and education to healthcare and entertainment. The idea isn't completely original. In the 2009 movie Surrogates, humans live in an isolated environment and interact only through surrogate robots that they send out into the real world. The actor Bruce Willis plays a cop who's forced to leave his home for the first time in years to investigate the murders of robot surrogates happening all over the city. Now, while no one is using telepresence robots to solve murders yet, Anna wants to send Numi robots to destinations that may be impossible or even too dangerous for most humans to visit, like the bottom of the ocean or even the moon. Anna is also researching more practical ways for humans to use telepresence robots, like how to help those with debilitating paralysis return to the workplace as telepresence robot waiters in Japanese cafes. Anna and OmniLabs didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but as soon as I hear more, I'll let you know as well. NASA has revealed the spacesuits its astronauts will wear on future Moon and Mars missions. They're impressive, but still pretty dang clunky, and even a little heavy-handed on the patriotic theme. As you might expect, commercial space travel will be a bit more stylish. Recently, Under Armour unveiled the Space Gear, a base layer spacesuit and boots that is designed for passengers of Virgin Galactic flights. Now, the base layer looks like something you'd wear on a cold jog, and that's partly because Under Armour retrofitted their UA Rush material. It's a mineral-infused fabric that it sells to athletes. The company says this will help with temperature regulation and sweat management. Now, the fitted spacesuit is the same dark blue, but with gold accents inspired by rays of sunlight. According to Under Armour, each spacesuit version underwent rigorous testing with pilots, spaceship engineers, medical professionals, and even astronaut instructors. It has functional features like an integrated communication system and plenty of pockets. It also has a clear pocket on the inside of the jacket above the heart for a photo of a loved one. And each suit will have a removable patch that can be transferred to flight jackets for everyday wear. The look wouldn't be complete without matching boots inspired by race car drivers' footwear. The boots are designed to be lightweight, but not the big, bulky moon boots that you might expect. Virgin Galactic is still preparing for its inaugural commercial flight. Despite facing setbacks, it has sent its first passengers to the edge of space, and it has a wait list of more than 600 passengers from 58 countries who have paid or put down deposits for a ride. In just 8 years, Analog has transformed itself from a maker of wildly expensive Neo Geo consoles to a retro gaming giant, capitalizing on the buzz around Nintendo's classic Mini NES and the following mini console craze. The Seattle-based company has created premium high-definition consoles based on the NES, SNES, and Genesis, all of which have been extremely well received. Now, it's announcing its most ambitious project to date, the Analog Pocket. The Pocket is roughly a Game Boy-shaped console that can play any Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advanced game with support for Game Gear, Neo Geo Pocket Color, and Atari Lynx. That all comes through adapters that you can add to the system later on. The system has a few more buttons than you'd expect from a Game Boy. There's a D-pad for face buttons, two shoulder buttons nestled on either side of the cartridge slot, and a trio of small system buttons. All of the controls are remappable to individual users' tastes. Elsewhere, there are stereo speakers, a headphone jack, and a lithium-ion battery that charges over USB-C. There's no word on how long that battery will last, however. A lot of attention appears to have gone into the Pocket's display. Analog CEO and co-founder Christopher Tabor told Engadget that while many all-in-one retro portables use displays that have been around for 15 to 20 years, the Pocket's modern and sophisticated panel only began production in 2018. More specifically, it's a 3.5-inch 615 ppl LTPS LCD panel running at 1600 by 1440 resolution, which you don't need to know what it is, but it's exactly 10 times the resolution of the original Game Boy's display on each axis. The resolution choice means that you can get a pixel-perfect full-screen rendition of Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Gear games. Atari Lynx titles can also scale perfectly to take up the full height of the display, although the aspect ratio of that console means that there will be black space on the sides of it. For the Game Boy Advance and Neo Geo Pocket Color, well, there's no way to neatly multiply the resolution, but Analog will offer its usual suite of display options across every system, letting you tailor how they look for yourself. For Game Boy Advance titles, the more modern display coupled with scaling and filtering could improve a notoriously muddy and hard-to-make-out character model. But all cartridges should benefit from the Pocket's superior panel, color reproduction, and brightness. Rounding out the hardware is an optional dock, which will use Analog's renowned in-house scaling tech to put handheld games on your TV with no loss in quality, they say. That's according to Taber. It will feature HDMI, two USB inputs for wired controllers, and Bluetooth for connecting wireless controllers from different companies. The dock is scheduled to launch alongside the Pocket, but the company isn't revealing the price just yet. The Analog Pocket, however, will be available in 2020 for $199. The dock will be available at the same time at an unspecified cost. Taber said the company is really working hard to have at least one of the add-on adapters ready for launch too, with the others coming over the following quarter or two. There's no price for those yet, and there's no word on when pre-orders for the Pocket will go live. And finally, happening in this week's What the... footage taken at a zoo in China shows a monkey using a rock to smash through a glass enclosure in an attempted escape. The incident took place at the zoo in central China's Henan province on the 20th of August. In the video, the monkey can be seen examining the glass with the rock in its hands. Next, the monkey begins to smash the glass, eventually causing it to shatter into pieces. A bystander later told reporters that the monkey was actually sharpening the stone prior to the attempted escape. The monkey was sharpening the stone, then it started hitting it on the glass. The monkey scared itself away, but it came back to take another look and even touched it, the onlooker said. Zoo staff members said that this monkey actually knows how to use tools. This monkey is unlike other monkeys. This one knows how to use tools to break walnuts. When we feed walnuts to other monkeys, they only know how to bite it. But it never has hit the glass before. This is the first time. It's toughened glass, so it would never have gotten through. But after it happened, they did pick up all the rocks and took away all of its weapons. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, well, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at your weekly tech update and check out the podcast. Audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax. Before you get on holiday on the island, contact Holiday Home Care. We can set up your residence or holiday rental, do the shopping for you, provide linen and towels, and make sure it's all ready by the time you get here, giving you more time to enjoy what Phillip Island has to offer. For more information, visit holidayhomecarepi.com or email holidayhomecarepi@gmail.com.